When I walked back to the video conferencing center, Cressy told me what had happened to one of the aircraft we thought was headed toward us. United 93 is down, crashed outside of Pittsburgh. It's odd. It appears not to have hit anything much on the ground. A new sight was appearing on the wall monitor. A row of men in light blue. Coast Guard Commandant Jim Loy in the middle of them. He was one of the most competent people in federal service. Quiet and effective. Loy would later run the new Transportation Security Agency, and then be promoted to run the Department of Homeland Security as its deputy secretary. "Dick," the commandant informed me, "we have a dozen cutters steaming at flank speed to New York. What more can we do to help?" "Jim, you have a captain of the port in every harbor, right?" He nodded. "Can they close the harbors? I don't want anything leaving till we know what's on them, and I don't want anything coming in and blowing up, like the LNG in Boston." The liquid natural gas tanker. After the Millennium Terrorist Alert, we had learned that Al-Qaeda operatives had been infiltrating Boston by coming in on liquid natural gas tankers from Algeria. We had also learned that had one of the giant tankers blown up in the harbor, it would have wiped out downtown Boston. "I have that authority," Loy turned and pointed at another admiral, "and I have just exercised it." "Justice, justice, over." I signaled Larry Thompson, the deputy attorney general. "Larry, can you have immigration get together with customs and close the land borders?" "Consider it done. But you know what the borders are like. You can just walk across it in a lot of places, especially along the Canadian border. By the way, we need some help getting the attorney general back. Can we get approval for an aircraft out of Milwaukee?" All flights were now banned except for fighters and AWACS. Frank Miller reported that the Department of Defense had gone on a global alert, DEFCON 3. "That hasn't happened since the 73 Arab-Israeli War." I remembered it. I was a young staffer in the National Military Command Center when Soviet nuclear warheads were discovered en route to Egypt. Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger had ordered DEFCON 3 and sent U.S. forces racing all over Europe without telling our NATO allies. "State, state, go," I said. Armitage acknowledged the call. "Rich," I said, "the Department of Defense has gone to DEFCON 3, and you know what that means." Armitage knew. He had been an Assistant Secretary of Defense in the first Bush administration. "It means I better go tell the Ruskies before they shit a brick." Armitage activated the Nuclear Risk Reduction Center down the hall from the State Department Operations Center. The Nuclear Risk Reduction Center was connected directly to the Russian Ministry of Defense just outside the Kremlin. It was designed to exchange information in crises to prevent misunderstanding and miscalculation. Armitage reappeared. "Damn good thing I did that. Guess who was about to start an exercise of all their strategic nuclear forces?" He had persuaded his Russian counterpart to defer the operation. "By the way, we're taking calls here from countries all over the world who want to help. We're going to close all our embassies to the public and skinny down the staffs. Step up security." Jane Garvey of the FAA was waving her arms at the camera. "We're down to 934 aircraft aloft, but we have a problem in Alaska. KAL-85. NORAD is scrambling." A Korean Airlines 747 looked like it had been hijacked. "Has Alaska Center got comms with it?" I wanted to know if FAA could talk to the 747. Garvey indicated a thumbs up. "Yes. Okay. Tell KAL it will obey orders from the F-15s or we'll blow it up. We're not about to have them flying into Prudhoe Bay." I had an image of the 747 taking out the port that exported all of the oil from the North Slope.